Well, you know now, I didn't introduce these guys. I'm gonna do that right now. Starting over there with that fiddle. How about a little hand for Jason Carter? And, by the way, he sings a third part in our trios, usually, most of the time. He's got a record out, though. He's got a record out. He's doing great on a Sirius satellite radio, you know. But he does all the singing on it, too. We don't let him sing much on this show, though. When he sings, the show's over. Back here on the banjo is Rob McCurry. And on the mandolin is my other singing partner, and that's Ronnie McCurry on the mandolin. And the guy playing the fiddle without a bow back here, that is Alan Bartram. This guy over here playing the guitar. Now, when we do a hot instrumental number, you'll hear him pick. And that is my grandson and Ronnie's son. His name is Heaven McCurry. How about Heaven? Yeah. Well, you're a good, lively audience, and we like that, you know. I tell you what, I'm a little bit out of practice. We kind of took off here for a few weeks. And we were glad we did, because we've had some bad weather, you know. But we're fortunate that we got through it. We did go through a blizzard up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I'm glad when we got home from that, ain't you? But my voice is a little cracky here tonight, so hope you'll excuse me for that. Now, I want to sing a song, first one I ever wrote. Excuse me for that. Yeah, a little water. Got anything stronger than water?
In a couple minutes.
I'll tell you, now this is a little story. I shouldn't say this, but I knew this guy really well. His name is Mac Wiseman, you know. And he did a show down in Nashville. And he got Jason Carter and Ronnie here to back him up on this show, you know. And he, by this time, he was just kind of sitting down singing, you know. And so his voice, you know, was giving him a little problem. So he kind of got the stage manager out there, and he said, "Could you get me a drink of water?" And he come back in a few minutes. Said, Mac took a drink of that, and he said, spit it out, said, "That is water." He didn't get the signal, did he? Now let me try this. That is water. Now, like I said, this is a song, but it's the first song I ever wrote. And I had a 1956 Oldsmobile. Usually I drove Cadillacs back in those days. You know, you had to have a Cadillac if you were a singer or a band leader, you know. Of course, I had a lot of Cadillacs through the years, but this time I had a 56 Oldsmobile. 98, red and white. Boy, well, you ought to saw that car. And I wrote this song in that car. I was working in Baltimore. And working down there at the shipbuilding, the steel mill. And of course, there's a lot of traffic in those days down there. And of course, between red lights, I'd write a few words down, you know. And I finally got it all wrote and recorded it on my first record I did. But then later on we all recorded it with this band. It's one titled Dreams. I had a dream of you the other night. can I live in true love with you? You talk with a friend of mine so lovingly. Oh God, a crazy dream, please let it be. '60s, you know, and like I said, he'd have me do a solo number on every show, and of course, Bill, he did this all on just about all of his shows, I reckon. So I had to play the guitar on it all every night, and he'd do it at breakneck speed, I'll tell you. So's Rob. Rob kicks it off just as fast as he can, and thinks I can keep up with him.